contact. Hi from the real life adventures where off you find in the tiny moments the fun your files went down from the skies and they fall down like simple crashes would be alone.
Welcome to Impractical, a show sprung from my head after the commencement of a week full of little sleep and more stress than necessary. Now, unless directed here by me specifically, which is very likely to say the least, you're probably asking yourself two questions. Number one, who the hell are you? And number two, what the hell is Impractical? So, being the talented NCFL impromptu speaker that I am, I'll answer both. Most likely in under 7 minutes, including prep time. First off, I'm Kate. I'm peppy, I get called emo. I'm leaving for Amsterdam / Prague / Berlin / my wrists if I have to repeat those destinations again. Anyway, I'm leaving for them in under a week. That actually had nothing to do with me. Unless you care about my travel plans, it was really just a way to brag that my high school gets those trips and yours probably doesn't. Unless you go to my high school, in which, well, I guess your school does do that, but you're not participating. Yikes, that was obnoxious. Another flaw I have. I'm obstreperous, it's true. I'm also a bit ADD, in case you hadn't already noticed. Y'all shouldn't be ADD, though, because what I said about my travel plans for spring break will come back into play soon. Anyway, back to who I am. I'm a freshman finishing up my second semester of high school, which means I'll be out for summer and then a sophomore relatively soon. My birthday is in a week, April 21st, so if you want to send gifts or hate mail, figure out a way to get them to me overseas. Funny enough, I can't think of anything else to describe who I am. Maybe it's a curse that I can talk about myself to no end without being prompted, yet when given a space to discuss the history of my life, I can hardly utter a word. Not to worry, you'll hear enough about me in the future. Second topic for discussion. What the hell is Impractical? Well, it's just what its name suggests. It's an impractical podcast. The name came from many an argument I've had recently with the advisor of the trip I'm going on later this week. As he put it, my need to pack so much more than necessary was impractical. I got to thinking, and decided it was the perfect name to launch the podcast vehicle. Wow, I can't talk. What's its use, exactly? It's not going to keep Musawi from singing in court during his 9/11 hearings. It's not going to give the other editors on my section of Denebola to show up for paste-up, and it most likely won't give you something to look smart about listening to. If you want something you'll look smart listening to, make like the two extemporaneous speaking champions on the speech team and listen to the New York Times podcast. Honestly. Pretty much, this is going to be a variety show. I'll talk about myself, I'll play music, I'll share recipes, websites, live journal posts from one Mia Minicello. Nothing is particularly safe. Because trust me, I've seen everything there is to mention. Yes, Pete Wentz, everything. Most of which I'm not afraid to post or play clips from or talk about. Be afraid, dear children. And excited, for that matter. Now, it's 2:20 in the morning, and I'm gonna turn in for the night, or morning, or whatever you would call it.